Star Wars Jedi Bounty, Episode 3, Found, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, fallen Jedi turned bounty hunter Jin Lu and his droid partner L9X7, along with fellow former Jedi turned spice pirate Miri Halkor and her Wookiee co-pilot Zalbaka, have just discovered the carnage at Palace of Doja the Hutt. Darth Vader and his stormtroopers, having found the former Jedi Knights once, caught up with them again at Doja's palace. Stormtroopers blasted L9X7 when he refused to be taken prisoner and reprogrammed. Miri and Zalbaka were arrested while Darth Vader asked Jin Lu to join him in an attempt to overthrow the Emperor.
Killed. I can't promise as much for your friends, however. The droid will be reprogrammed and used as a hunter-killer.
I will not. I will fight to the last.
X7! No!
It is our destiny, Miri, as it was for X7 to be destroyed.
Correct, Jin Lu. With you at my side, it is our destiny to rule the Empire side by side. Take them away.
What about the droid, sir?
Bring it along and have it repaired. It can still be used.
You'll regret this, Vader. We have powerful friends.
You have no friend. The rest of the Jedi are dead or in hiding. Soon, with Jin Lu and his droid's assistance, we will root them out and finish them to the last and put an end to the Jedi once and for all.
You'll regret this, Vader. Jin Lu will never fight by your side.
That remains to be seen. He has already taken steps to the dark side, more than you realize. Take them away.
Jin Lu! Jin Lu! You must fight it! Please, Jin Lu!
We will begin your training anew. Force is strong with you, and you are already on the path to the dark side. In short time, your training will be complete, and we can overthrow the Emperor.
I don't want to be Emperor, or whatever title it is you want me to have. I just want to be left alone.
Yes, I feel the hate flowing through you. I feel your anger. Use that anger. Use the hatred. Let it consume.
Leave me alone!
Look out! Jedi is...
Jin Lu!
Hurry! Grab X7 and go. I'll hold them off.
Jin Lu!
Go!
I'm glad we won't be in the clutches of Vader at the end. What's happening to Jin Lu? Okay, we got him. Let's go.
Get us out of here, Miri.
I'm trying. Zalbaka, start working on calculations for the jump to light speed.
Whoa.
I don't care. Anywhere but here. Anywhere.
Head for Coruscant.
The capital? Are you crazy?
More people, easier to hide.
You heard the man, Zalbaka. Set course for Coruscant.
I'll be in the back.
Jin Lu, wait! Jin Lu, we need to talk about this.
About what? I allowed you to get captured.
But your vision.
What about it?
Didn't you say? Of course we forgot about the Star Destroyer that shuttle came from. Strap in.
Wait a minute. This is my ship.
You almost have them, sir. Do you want them taken alive?
Jinmu.
Vader.
Jinmu, you betrayed me.
As you were planning on betraying the Emperor?
We can still rule this galaxy side by side.
Not on your life.
Lord Vader, do we still take them alive?
Blow them out of the sky, Commander.
Yes, Lord Vader. Sergeant, keep firing. Aim to destroy.
Deflector shields holding for now, but we're gonna have to get out of here soon.
Zabaka, hit that switch. Then that one. Then that one. That should help long enough to get us to light speed.
Okay, Zabaka. Are we ready?
Punch it.
There. That's better. Now what was that about?
I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
Your vision that caused you to leave the Jedi. You said you saw us all dead at Doja's palace. And yet here we are, alive and well. Except X7. But he can be fixed. Right, Zabaka? Now for you. Master Yoda told us time and time again that visions shown to us by the Force didn't always come true. They are merely possible futures out of many.
I know, and yet as soon as we stepped off the ship and saw the carnage, I knew what was to come. I knew it the moment Vader boarded your ship.
And as I said, here we are. The Force shows us mere glimpses of possible outcomes. You saved us, Jinlu. We are being led away to be executed, and you saved us. Jinlu! Nothing, Zabaka. Jinlu just needs some time to himself.
Who are they to tell me who I am? It's not like I want to go to the dark side, yet I keep stepping closer. Using the Force to find that commander's mind, and then urging him to release the tractor beam was one thing. Compelling him to shoot the other commander was something else entirely. I get that. I do. But it was the quickest way to keep them distracted while we got away. And it worked, didn't it, Miri? That's right, it did. You can go on and on, and Vader can go on and on about falling to the dark side or running to it, but that is just what I did. I don't want to rule the galaxy. I don't want to kill the Emperor. I just want to live my life. Be left alone.
What? I will not be taken. Oh, what happened, Jinlu? Why can't I feel my arms?
Because I haven't attached them yet, X7. I attached your head first so we could plan.
I see. Plan what?
How we're going to escape from Miri and Zabaka.
What? You're crazy, Zabaka. No one can hit a womp rat from a moving T-16. No way! I don't care what you heard.
Heard about what?
Oh! Welcome back. And welcome back to you too, X7.
Thank you. And not to intrude on your conversation, but womp rats are 2 meters on average. Not much longer than our Wookiee friend here is tall. Do you think you could hit him while piloting a T-16?
I see your point. Yes, I think I could. But that's not to say that I would.
Relax, Zabaka. No one's planning on shooting you. None of us, anyway. Let alone from a ship none of us own or have access to.
I'm glad to see that you're feeling better. And I'm glad to see you in one piece, X7.
Thank you, Captain Halcor. I am still running diagnostics on myself and have already discovered a small handful of problems I will have to have fixed when next we land.
What's our estimated arrival time for Coruscant? What?
What's going on?
I don't...
Don't play coy with me. You and X7 are acting different since you stormed off.
Relax, Miri. Nothing's...
Save it, Jinlu. She's had Jedi training too, remember? We'll be leaving you as soon as we land in Coruscant. Or, rather, you will be leaving us.
Why? Why are you going off on your own?
To save you from the Empire.
Report, Commander.
The rogue Jedi have arrived in Coruscant airspace. They are being denied landing rights at the moment.
Why would he run to Coruscant, except to hide amongst the throngs? Allow them to land, Commander, but have someone follow them. I want the Jedi Jin Lu. All others are expendable. Destroy them if you can, but waste no effort chasing them. Jin Lu is your main focus.
Yes, Lord Vader. I will send along your orders. We will be there within the hour.
Thank you. About time they let us land.
This is Vader's doing. He's delayed us to give himself time to get to us. All the more reason for you to run when we land. All of you.
I fight and stand by your side.
Have you thought about what you're gonna do if, by some miracle of the Force, you defeat Vader? What will you do then? Wait for the Emperor to hunt you down himself?
That is my decision. I'm tired of running, tired of the visions, tired of it all.
You're gonna sacrifice yourself to save us? No way, mister. I call you a nerf herder, but that'd be giving you credit for more brains than a nerf.
Miri.
Jin Liu? No.
Miri, get off the ship.
No! Not until you take me back to my ship, which you left in orbit.
Zalbaka, take Miri off the ship.
Zalbaka, don't you dare.
Zalbaka, I'm saving yours and Miri's lives. Vader wants me. Only me. You can leave, but you need to do it now so we can go to meet him.
No, Zalbaka. We stay with Jin Liu. No! No, Zalbaka! No! Damn you!
Are you sure this is what you want to do?
No, it's what I have to do. The Force compels me, it would seem, and I have no choice.
How dare you take his side in this, Zalbaka? He's gonna get himself killed, and you just... You mean... Do you think it can work? I see what you mean. That just might work. Let's get a transport up to our ship so we can get after him. That was some good thinking and misdirection, partner.
Hail Star Destroyer 1X39927, independent freighter Sun Ranger requesting permission to land. Huh, wonder what they're waiting on.
Independent freighter Sun Ranger, you are granted permission to land in Docking Bay 1138.
Thank you.
This is a very unwise course of action, you know.
I didn't ask you to come along, you know.
Granted, but we are partners, and I have grown rather fond of you. But tell me, why?
Why what?
Why this noble sacrifice?
Who says it's noble?
Your very actions. It is rather difficult to be selfish when making a sacrifice, especially of one's own life.
I don't know. I think because of free will.
Free will?
Yep.
Explain.
I had visions while in the Jedi, visions of possible futures. One transpired earlier when Vader caught up to us at Doja's palace.
Yes, and that vision turned out to be partially true, did it not? Wasn't the vision of everyone dead except you?
Yes, but that's the whole point, X7. Even though it was only partially true, it was still partially true.
Explain further.
My whole life, from the time I saw the vision until it sort of came to pass, led me to that moment. It means I was predestined to arrive at that moment in that time. I had no free will to make my own life choices.
But wouldn't that mean you're leaving the Jedi Temple and pursuing a career as a bounty hunter for Doja the Hutt was part of that predestination? Otherwise, Why would you have been there for Vader to find us?
Yes, and it seems that no matter what I do, it's like the Force is pushing me a certain way. And I don't like it.
You don't have to like it. But have you not led a good life? With me and our work?
Yes, but once we started working for Doja, I knew that the time of my vision was approaching, and confirmed when Vader boarded Miri's ship.
So again, I ask you, why the noble sacrifice?
It will save Miri and Zalbaka and put an end to my destiny. The Force has no control over me if I am dead.
He has arrived, Lord Vader.
Yes, my master.
And you are sure of your inevitable confrontation?
I am, my master. He fights against his destiny and believes a confrontation with me will save the lives of his friends.
And yet they remain by his side.
He sent the woman and the Wookiee away, but they follow him here in a feeble attempt to save him.
And what of your destiny, Lord Vader?
Master?
Yes, Vader. What of your destiny? Why did you seek out this Jin Lu at all? Did you think I wouldn't discover that you seek to overthrow me with another Sith by your side?
My master, I...
For that indiscretion, Vader, you will be punished. Now, Vader, you'll bring this fallen Jedi, Jin Lu, to stand before me so that I may decide his fate.
Yes, my master.
If you bring his friends, this woman and the Wookiee, Jin Lu will come on his own.
Yes, my master.
Keep an eye out for Jin Lu, Zalbaka. We don't want him to see us. Yep, there he is. Try to keep your distance, but don't look like you're trying to keep your distance. I don't know, walk casual. Keep him in sight. Looks like he's headed for the palace. Seems he was serious about facing Vader, but I wonder why L9X7 went, hey!
Grab the Wookiee, I've got the woman.
No, you don't! Zalbaka, run! Keep Jin Lu in sight. I'll catch up. Zalbaka, I told you to keep Jin Lu in sight. Now we don't know where...
I'm right here. Kind of hard to ignore a blaster fight with a lightsaber on the streets of Coruscant.
Damn you! Why did you run off like that?
I told you to keep you safe, and here you are, putting yourself right back in danger.
So you can get yourself killed? Not likely.
If you insist on coming, there's not much I can do, is there?
Not in the least.
Fine, but keep up. I move fast.
Force running? You rotten! As I said, at least we know where he's going.
And now he's going alone.
I think that was his plan all along.
I see you have come to face your destiny, Jin Lu.
This man requested to see you, Lord Vader. He has plans to kill you to get you to leave him to his own devices.
I see your willingness to control weak-minded fools like the commander here grows with each day. You come to the dark side quite willingly, with no effort on my part.
I do what I have to survive.
He was armed with a lightsaber, Lord Vader.
Which he will demonstrate its use on these stormtroopers.
As you command, Jin Lu.
Pick up that lightsaber.
As you command.
Now attack Lord Vader.
As you command.
Jin Lu, you cannot. Impressive.
Years of hiding and bounty hunting has increased my skill, almost enough to work on you.
The Force is strong with you. And yet... Retrieve your lightsaber. Take it and attempt to strike me down. Let your fear and hatred flow. Attack. Strike me down.
I won't. I will not fight you, Vader.
I was a fool to think you'd come to the dark side. You are weak-willed and unwilling to live.
Good shot, Albaka. X7, hit him while he's down.
Your friends. I was going to ignore them, but now they will all die.
Miri, X7, Albaka, get out of here. Run.
I have a better idea. They will come here. Commander, bring them here, now.
Yes, Lord Vader.
Why do you do this?
Why do you resist your destiny? Embrace it, Jin Lu. Let your anger grow and overflow. We can overthrow the Emperor and rule this galaxy.
Fine. I'll join you.
No!
Prove yourself to me, Jin Lu. Slay the Wookiee.
I'm sorry, Albaka.
Amusing, Jin Lu, but you won't catch me off guard again.
I don't intend to. Now run.
I will find them.
No, you won't. If I stay at your side, you promise to leave them alone.
As you wish.
Run, get out of here.
Jin Lu, you can't!
I suggest we leave.
We'll be back.
Please don't.
Now, Jin Lu, we shall slay the Emperor and...
Can you fight with your other hand?
I don't need to. However, I will leave your friends alone. They pose no threat to the Empire or to myself. You, regrettably, must die. Treachery is what we planned, but not against me.
He's dead.
You can't know that. Oh, I guess she can. I forgot about her Jedi skills as well. But what makes you think that he is dead?
That is why he went to fight Vader, to be at peace. And now he has that peace.
Miri, Albaka, L9X7. Go now with no worries about retribution.
Jin Lu, how?
A force trick. Just know that I am now where I want to be. Vader will not follow you. Thank you all for caring.
Jin Lu, wait! No!
Life goes on. Let us hope the Empire does not.
Star Wars Jedi Bounty Part 3 Found. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Written and produced by Tim Gillick for Circus 13 Productions. Featured in the cast were Mark Kalita as L9X7. Tim the Jester Gillick as Jin Lu, Emily Ledley as Miri Halkor, Monica Gillick as Darth Vader, Roland Batruni as Stormtroopers, Lee James Sands as Stormtroopers, Steve Atkins as Emperor Palpatine, Alan Spencer as Commander Jace, Josh O'Neill as Commander A, Carson Metzler as Commander B, Brian Kupferschmidt as Commander C, Jim Sprague as the opening narrator. This has been a Circus 13 production.